tricks.
Down there as well.
Couple of forks blocking the road. Everyone's welcome. Tables, chairs. There we go. No jab, no job. See you later. Go get fucked.
Look, the trams are already banking up,
trams,
mate.
Come. Hey, here ding, we go. Ding. That's it.
Ding, ding, trams. Hey, you got to be back, mate. Look at him. He's going close to tram driver.
Yeah.
Look at him. Oh, this is going to turn the radio up here, mate. It's going to be gold.
Oh, we'll drop past him.
Hold on, boys. Woo! Put the window down.
Oh, I don't block the road as well.
Wow, man. This is huge. I would be right. Goose bite. Sorry, passengers.
They're a bunch of fucking idiots.
They want to try and fuck us construction over, this is what happens. And a smoke out in the middle of the fucking street.
The unions, and he's not happy. Brothers and sisters, please welcome John Wilson to the stage.
Good morning, everyone.
Afternoon.
Who cares?
Island time. Tricky.
2021. The year 2021. The year of the absolute betrayal. Absolute betrayal of the people of Queensland and the people of Australia. Yeah. Have we been betrayed? Yeah. But if they sell us out like sponge cakes, do we really care? Hey, true blue. Yeah. I miss our old mate. I miss him a lot. What have we learnt about Anastasia Palaszczuk in 2021? What have we learnt about her? Well, I'll tell you what I've learnt. I've learnt that you can put lipstick on a big fat globalist pig, but there's still a big fat globalist pig. I don't care how you chop and dice it. I don't care what lipstick you put on, she's still a big, fat, globalist pig. Yeah! The same person that wants to track and trace every one of us, but refuses to put a pedophile and sex offenders register together. What does that tell you about that big fat globalist pig? What does that tell you? My name's John Wilson and you're right, I am angry. I'm spewing. After a lifetime of support of the trade union movement, they've all morphed into blackleg scabs. Yeah. They're scabbing on us. They're scabbing on their membership. They're scabbing on the Australian people. There's two things that I know quite well in my years that I've learned. One is I know the Australian trade union movement. I have been an insider at the upper echelons. Rest assured, I was a big dick swinger when I was a young man in the thing. I used to have 10 inches in an inch, 10 inches in a wrinkle. Now I've got 10 wrinkles in an inch. But if you give me an inch, I'm going to take a mile.
Oops! 10 push-ups, John!
We live in dangerous times. We live in dangerous times. I myself face 3 years in jail. I've got to face a trial on the 29th of this month in the Cleveland Magistrates Court. I've been criminally charged and I'm looking down the barrel of 3 years jail. I've been charged in a politically motivated charge by the Commonwealth Department of Prosecutions and the Queensland Police, all political, and I've been charged at the urging of the Victorian Satan's helper, Fiona Patton. So we live in dangerous times and we're all taking risks. I get that. I truly get it. But I don't care. I just don't care. Look, the discussion I want to have today, and I'm not going to go into great detail, I've only got about 6 or 7 minutes. I want to make sure that everyone knows here today that the Australian trade union movement, and in particular the Queensland trade union movement, they are not a passive force in this forced vaccination and this tracing. They are not a passive player. They are front and centre. They are joined at the hip with the Australian Labor Party. They are joined at the hip. So every time you get suffocated with censorship, every time you get brutalised by a mongrel copper, every time you get harassed, then rest assured, the leadership, and I'm not talking about the ordinary union member, mate, because they're as good as gold. I love them. But every time that happens, the leadership of the trade union movement in this state and this country are front and centre. They are the engine room. They are the engine room for all of this. They are a huge money laundering machine for the Australian Labor Party. A huge one. Hundreds of millions of dollars. I'm sorry, guys. Now, I've been following the trade unions all my life. Now, right now, the former president of the ACTU, Sharon Burrow, who is now the secretary of the International Confederation of Trade Unions, headquartered in Brussels, okay, she is an annual participant at Davos, an annual participant, an active participant with the World Economic Forum, and now, yes, she is. She and she co-chairs meetings, and she's been doing that in recent years. This is not a new thing. They've been setting us up for this portrayal for a number of years now. A number of years. They're not, they are not a passive player. Now, Sharon Burrows is now participating at the instigation of Lynn Forrester Rothschild, okay, the Rothschild family, at her invitation with the Vatican, the Antichrist Pope, okay, the Antichrist Pope. Sharon Burrow is now participating in what they call the Council of Inclusive Capitalism. Okay, okay. So rest assured, internationally, the trade union movement have been, the International Confederation of Trade Unions, these people have been lining us up for the sellout for the betrayal for several years.
Yeah.
I want to say this about petitions, okay? I've been getting a lot of petitions recently, okay? People wanting me to sign a petition. Now, let me say, stop it. Stop sending me petitions, because I am not begging my political masters, I am not begging them for another couple of foot of chain. I am not doing it. I am not begging them to loosen the collar around my neck by a couple of notches. I want to expose them all. I want to expose them all and take them all down. I want them clean out. I want them out. The lot of them. There's an unholy alliance in this country between some evil parties, I can tell you. And you can't negotiate with evil. You've got to defeat it. Now is the time. To take off these bloody masks and put the full armour of God on. The full armour of God, and go to war. We go to war. We defeat them. They ain't gonna give it to us. We're gonna take it off them. Put the full armour of God on and take it off them. Thank you.
Yep. What is this? What is this? Look at this. They're resting the boys for visiting their loved ones. Look at this. He's been fed income. He's looking him up for visiting the loved one. You've been fed income?
What are you here for?
I'm here for visiting my loved ones, but.
Sorry?
Are you being fed income? You're locking them up for visiting their loved ones. Isn't this Australia? We don't live in the Middle East, man.
What's your name?
What's your name? What's your name?
It's my ID. My name's Sergeant Glenn from Auburn Police. Got some ID.
That's the shit you're doing.
What's your name?
Mohammed.
What's your name?
Mohammed.
You got some ID with you?
Yeah.
Get your ID, please. Get your ID. What are you here for?
I'm visiting my cousin.
Your cousin?
Yeah.